Tonight's shir is Simon Reish Ayin Zayin, Sif Gimel Dald and Hey, Sif Gimel. Shokach Ner Al Hatavlo. If a person left a lamp, Erev Shabbos, on a board, and he needs this board, Menaris Hatavlo Vunoifel, so he can lift up the board and the lamp will fall off. Afil Imudolik, even when it's lit. But you can't have any intent to extinguish it, and it can't be a psik resha either. So, for all intents and purposes, he's sure it's going to stay lit. The Mosheh says, it's better if a non-Jew does this, if it's not so necessary for you. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, we're dealing here with a wax lamp or something similar. There's no oil. If it's an oil lamp, there's no way you can tilt this top of this board and you're not going to start moving the oil towards the wick and you'll be over Nisim Avir. Now, if this lamp was placed on the board Erev Shabbos with the intent of staying here, then you can't tilt it off. Shari Hatavla, he bosis. Because now the tavla becomes muksa, it's a base for the lamp. Perish. Davar hanoise davar acher. Bosis is something which carries something else. It's a base. Targum v'eskano v'yos b'sisei. The targum on the pasuk v'eskano is b'sisei. It's a base. The davar ha'asur. So the tavla is a bosis, the davar ha'asur. The tavla is a base for a davar ha'asur, therefore it takes on the din of muksa of the lamp. The Ramah says in Mikol Mokom, Mutter legal batavla, but you're still allowed to touch the tavla. Hove enum batavla hanes, since you're not moving the lamp. Voiden shemutter legal b'menorish v'beisa knesses. Similarly, you can touch a lamp in shul. V'haneus dolkos alav when the flames are burning. Ulavach lo yinane, as long as it doesn't move, because the isur muksa is an isur to move muksa. It's not an isur to touch muksa. Mishdebur sif katan yudbeis. Shochach Ner, he forgot the lamp on this tavla mibod yon shlomidas. He left it there of Shabbos. It wasn't with intent. Even if he did put it on this board with intent, he knew what he was doing. But he had no plans to leave it there on Shabbos. And then he forgot. And he had in mind to take it off before Shabbos, and he totally forgot. And now it's sitting there. That's also called shocheach. Sifkan yugimel al hatavla, sitting on this board. V'huadin bekolzeb is manenu l'inin hashulchan emaneres. Today, this would be the same if you left candles burning on a table. Sifkan yudalid. So what you do is mina'er v'chulu. You tilt it off. Kishetzerach l'tavla. You need the board. You have to tilt off the muksa. Even though the possibility exists, it may go out when it falls. It's still mutter. It's not for sure going to happen. We hold that if you didn't intend for it to go out, and it's not for sure going to happen, it's not psikresha, that's permitted. This tavla must be very close to the floor. Or maybe it's on the floor. And it's just going to tilted a little bit, and he really believes it's not going to go out.
How about the actual tilting part?
That's okay, because the tavla is not muksa. The tavla itself is not muksa. Right. So he just wants to get the muksa off of it. The same would be true if you have a cell phone sitting on your bed. People come, left cell phone on the bed. Pick up the mattress, tilt it off, or pick up the blanket and let it fall to the floor. The Kasev HaMe'iri, the Miri writes, the Davkim Humana Aro Benachas, when you tilt it off, it's got to be slowly. Basically, you bring this tavla close to the ground and you are basically lifting it up so that the candle will go a very small distance. Because if not, of course it's going to go out. And that's also implied in Maharil. The Aviyu, Eli Rabba, quoted in Eli Rabba. Sifkar Dezvav. The Ramah says it's better to have a non-Jew do it, I de any Hudi. Then it would be mutter even if it was an oil lamp. Because it's not his intent to do a malacha, it's mutter with a non-Jew. even if it's psik reisha, because here, by tilting the board, if it's an oil lamp, we're saying it's a psik reisha that the oil will move, but it's not his kavana. His kavana isn't for the lamp to get higher or lower. It's not b'chlal he has in mind. So since that's not his intent, the fact that it's psik reisha is irrelevant. Umashma b'maharil, it's implied in maharil, then ain't any Yehudi mezuman, if you don't have a non-Jew available, yirlaso is aide katan, then have a child do it. So this is something that an adult can do. An adult can do it. We're saying it's better to have a non-Jew do it, so then we'll have a child do it. No one's saying that if the adult cannot do it, you can have a child do it. We're just saying the adult can do it too. It's better to have a non-Jew. So in that case, it's better to have a child also. Sivkan tezayin, o shalo v'chulu. It has to be a wax candle or anything similar, but no oil. O shalo v'chulu, there's no oil. Somebody to say, shedolek eswak hapsila kavak kol Hashem. Let's say it was an oil lamp, but the oil's exhausted, and it's just the wick burning. So then you could tilt it. That's no different than a candle. Sivkan yedzayin, if it's oil, e'ef shavuchul, it's impossible that you're not going to move the oil towards the wick. V'davka b'niyur amina dahu psik reisha. Only by tilting it off, we say it's a psik reisha. I will tilt but alma es a tavla, but to move the tavla with the lamp on it, o hashulchan, or a table, mimokam l'mokam, from one spot to another, shari, that's permitted, afilu munach alav ne'ash Hashem, even if it's an oil lamp on top. V'lahav psik reisha, it's not a psik reisha. V'davka metalt l'banachas, but you have to move it slowly and carefully. So what's the psik reisha? We're afraid that by an oil lamp, the oil is going to move towards the wick and make it burn more. We say, we're not worried about that. To move a table with an oil lamp burning on it, if you move it very slowly and carefully, there's no psik reisha that the oil is going to move and make it burn more. Sifkan yudchas midas, if he put the lamp on the tavla with das, then the whole thing is asa, because the tavla is muksa too. B'simen shintes yisba'er, hilchas muksa is later on, and simen shintes is clarified. Shesh machloek is a disagreement. Emas nikra midas, what's the definition of das? In be'in and davka sheyenicho das, sheyesham kol ha-shabbos, do you need that he intends for it to stay through the entire Shabbos, and that's when it becomes muksa? Or afilu rak b'kenis ha-so l'chud, or is it enough that he has in mind for it to be the banish moshas when Shabbos starts, and that makes it muksa the whole Shabbos? Even though he didn't have in mind for it to stay longer. V'inei ha-neiros sh'onim ha-dikam ha-shuchon, we light candles on the table. We know, we have full of mind that tomorrow they'll come off the table, a non-Jew will come in, the Shabbos comes, and take them off. So according to the view, that it has to have das to be there the whole Shabbos, and if not, it doesn't become a basis. So then in this case, so it's not like you put it there, midas. And the table and the tablecloth do not become a bosses for Isser, since you didn't have in mind for it to be the whole Shabbos. So according to that opinion, it wouldn't be a bosses. The Kazer Bach, the Bach writes, let's say a candle, whether it's wax or tallow, falls on the table. You don't have present a non-Jew or child. Shari l'na'er ba'atzmo. It's mutter for the adult to get that candle off the table, not pick up the candle, but rather lift the table to roll it off. The mokum pesed the samchina al mekilim hanal, in a case of loss that the fire could erupt, we rely on the leading view. The mikru miniach, that's not called placing it, kiyuchi adaitu l'salik l'mochar, since he had in mind to remove it the following day. Meaning to say, we're going to rely on the sheet as that the table is not a bosses. It's not like he put it there for enough time, which is Benesh Moshes, to become Muksa, since it's going to come off the table tomorrow, so it's not called Miniach Midas, and the table isn't Muksa, and he can lift it up to get the candle off. Now, if you made sure to put on the table before Shabbos, by twilight there was loaves of bread or other things you need for Shabbos on the table, then Pshita, Dehem Chashuvim, Yoyis Menaneh, then it's obvious that those items are more important than the ner. The hainu min shal heves, hainu hadlek is referring to the flame that's burning. So now, the table and the cloth are all a basis for the mutter. We write this in Simen Shin Yud. The hechid, the hu, basis, the hatam, ula iser. If it's a basis for both mutter and aser, the hatam, chosh of yos, and that which is mutter is more important. to batal gabi a heter. So all is considered the basis for the heter. V'shar l'kul yamal, now that everyone agree you can move the table, or in this case lift it up and get the candle off. Now let's say you can't tilt it off in the current location because it's going to cause a loss. What's the loss? Maybe if the candle goes on the floor in this area, it'll cause a hafsid, it'll burn something. So you can lift the table, move it to another spot, and then tilt it off at the second spot. If you need the spot where the table is standing, you want to put something there, then you can lift the table and move it even with the lamps burning. Since the bread that you need for Shabbos is on the table as well, and you're not going to do niyur, you can't shake it off, because if it lands on the floor, I can't use that location, I need that spot. From this comes the practice. From this comes the meaning that the women will be careful to put the chal they need for Shabbos on the table before they light the candles. This is a proper minig. That allows them to move the table when necessary. But if it's a oil lamp, be very careful to carry the table slowly, that the oil shouldn't get closer or further from the wick. If look at Bimagodim, he's inclined to say, once the candles are out, once the lamp is extinguished, you cannot move the table while it still has the muksa, the menorah on it, because you should shake it off first. But that's referring to a candlestick or a lamp that's metal, iron. And it won't get damaged by tilting it off. They didn't have our silver candlesticks for the most part. Some people did. But candlesticks are usually brass, bronze, iron, hard, sturdy things. And nothing will happen to them if you tilt them off the table. Our candlesticks are much more delicate. And there will be peseda. There will be a loss if you try to knock it off the table. It's going to land. It's going to damage it. So we're allowed to move the table without shaking them off first. Sivka and Yutes. Menorah Shavuos Knesses. The Ramah goes on to say that even if it is a basis and it's muks and you can't move it, you can still touch it. There's no issur to touch the muks. You just can't move the muks. And he gives an example of the menorah in shul. Hainu b'kavua al mokam echad. The Mishnah Berurah says this menorah in shul is bolted into place. It's not going anywhere if you touch it. If it's hanging from the ceiling, I feel a liga ba'os. You can't touch it. Why can't you touch it? It very easily moves. Even when the lights are out, you still can't touch it because it'll move it. That's what we learned from the Magen Avraham in Reish Samechei. V'chein, mi'ataz v'sivkon vav. And so to the Mordechai, he seems to say, this menorah isn't going anywhere. If you touch it, it's not going to move. It's like on the wall or it's on a shelf. But if it's hanging, suspended from the ceiling, like a chandelier, that would be a problem. Look back where he wrote, in the name of the Arzurah. So again, you could touch muksa, but that assumes the muksa is not going to move. You cannot move muksa. And if by touching it is very likely to move, then you shouldn't touch it either. Sif Dalit. They didn't have outdoor lights, so you could put a lamp up on the tree before Shabbos, and that gives light. We're not afraid when it goes out, he'll take it off the tree. They're doing an isser of using that which is attached to the ground. The law is you can't put things on trees or take things off trees on Shabbos. We're not afraid you're going to do that. But you don't put a lamp for yontif on a tree. Because he'll take it and put it back, and he's using the tree. On Shabbos, you're not playing with the lamps. You're not touching the lamp. So leave it on the tree. We're not worried about it. On yontif, you're allowed to move lamps. There's no issur havara with lamps on yontif. So then don't put it on the tree, because you're afraid you'll put it on, you'll take it off, you're busy with it. The leklam echshu on Shabbos is no concern. The kaimelon the nesh liku bo ba'osa Shabbos also tatlo. We know the halacha is that a lamp that's burning on Shabbos you can't move. Afilu achash akave even after it's extinguished. Okay, the kabbalah b'simin reish ayin tes as we'll get to in simin reish ayin tes. Sevkar chavalf avle ein meinichen on yontif you cannot leave a yontif licht in the tree. What's allowing me to say? Afila hanicho me'er yontif. Even though you put it up there, yontif. Okay, the kabbalah b'simin tav kuf yudal sevav. We'll see this later in tav kuf yudal. You can't do it because in yontif you're much more likely to take it off, put another lamp in. There's no issa havara on yontif if you're moving from flame to flame. So you're not afraid of the lantern. So then we're more afraid you'll take it off the tree, put it back on the tree. Sif hey. Mutter lichbos ka'ara al gabi haner b'shabes kadei shol yechas ha'ur b'kaira. You're allowed to take a bowl and turn it over on a lamp on Shabbos to keep it from igniting a beam overhead. Mr. Witzif Karnachov base ka'ara shol cheres. You have a pottery, pot, bowl, and you want to put it over a lamp. Avos shol matachas aser. But if it's metallic, you cannot do it. A metal pot, you don't do. Why not metal? Because if you heat the metal, you'll be over the iser mavir. Unless you're afraid that there'll be a fire and be a sakana, and you don't have an earthenware pot, so you want to use a metal pot, that would be mutter. Today, you want to cover the lamp to make sure it doesn't catch on to an overhead beam. Even though you're moving this pottery piece, this pot, for the benefit of the beam, and the beam is muksa, so you shouldn't be able to move the cheres for the beam. We hold no. You're allowed to move a kli, even if it's to benefit something which cannot be moved. We'll have it later again. That it shouldn't ignite the beam. For who I did, im oisim b'shvil shakashal einav or shomer. It's also true that if you don't like the light, it was bothering you, so you want to cover it up with this pot to keep the light away, you can do that. O inyan acher, or any other reason you have to cover the light. Achi zoher, but you have to be careful. Lehaniach ma'at avir, ben hakli lehaner. You got to leave some space between the bottom of the pot, which is over the lamp, and the lamp itself. Because if not, you're going to extinguish the lamp.